Hi, listeners. It's been a minute. Well, actually, it's been about, a little over a month. And so much happened in that month. Wow. Where to begin? Well, I flew to Germany for Munich Jewelry Week, which I believe I mentioned on my last episode. And I had an exhibition there where I showed a whole new body of work. And then I went to Italy to, well, see Italy because I'd never been to Italy. But I also went to connect with a curator friend of mine, Kelly Riggs, and I worked on an audio article that I was hired by Art Jewelry Forum to do, which was very exciting. And then after that, I came home. I had a few days of jet lag and unpacking and then packing again because I went to Las Vegas, which was my first time in Vegas. And I have some mixed reviews, but I was there for work. I don't really talk about this much, but one of my clients is a pizza chef and I am his marketing manager. And so I was there to cover an international pizza competition and expo. Yeah, very random and very different from jewelry or podcasting or the craft world. But what I will say about it is that it's really nice to have a part of my work that doesn't really center around my identity as an artist or what I'm truly passionate about. I mean, don't get me wrong, I am plenty passionate about pizza, but it's really, really nice to work in a different industry and kind of fully immerse myself in a different subculture. Pizza culture is wild, you guys. So I'm home. March has been kind of a rough, after all that and going, I really burnt myself out, but it's really nice to be back here. So this is a trailer, it's not a full episode. Last fall, I received an email asking if I had time to jump on a phone call, and I will take a phone call over a string of emails any day. So a few days later, I took a walk to have a call with Leslie Noel. She's the creative director for the Penland School of Craft, and I know Leslie pretty well. She was in charge of the core program when I was a core fellow back in 2013. And she called to tell me that I had been awarded a residency, the Andrew Glasgow Residency for Penland. And this residency, I was aware of it, but I didn't apply for it or actually think I was eligible for it. It was a really good phone call to receive. As working artists, we know that rejection is a big part of our creative careers, and it's certainly something we have to grow comfortable with to a certain degree. Or, you know, you can also choose to avoid it and never put yourself out there or apply for anything. But that doesn't get you very far in a career or in life in general. So there's rejection, but there's also this magical thing that when you've been putting in the work and you've been consistently putting in time with your creative practice and sharing about it and networking and et cetera, and someone notices and they remember you when an opportunity comes along. That feeling of being seen and awarded for your hard work, it is a palate cleanser for so much rejection. So someone saw the work I've been doing with the podcast for the past 8 years and nominated me for this residency. And to whoever that person is, I hope you're listening, and I just want you to know, I really appreciate you. Thank you. If the name of the residency sounds familiar, that's because I previously released an episode with Andrew Glasgow. Yes, the man himself. Our interview was recorded the year before my residency, and Andrew has nothing to do with the selection process because you know I'm nosy and asked. So what exactly is the Andrew Glasgow Residency? The residency offers a unique opportunity to observe, experience, write, and create narratives using the active creative community of Penland as a catalyst for new ideas. The program is named in honor of Andrew, and if you haven't listened to my previous episode with him, please do so. He's a pretty incredible person. Penland's goals for this program are to support writing and storytelling in all mediums about craft by ensuring the freedom, space, and resources to create new work, to engage writers or podcasters with Penland's makers and local arts communities, and they want to bring new language into the craft culture. Glasgow residents are nominated and invited to Penland by an advisory committee of diverse voices in craft, which include, you know, their artist peers and creatives, writers, curators, makers, and storytellers across many platforms. Resident writers and content creators are invited to spend time at Penland during a workshop session or scheduled program, encouraging artistic diversity and exchange between media and disciplines. I was specifically invited to campus for Penland's winter residency, which takes place in January, and they provided me room, board, a travel reimbursement, a stipend, and a private workspace for 2 weeks. I recorded 13 full interviews during my residency, which is an astonishing amount of talking, even for me. Each recording reminded me why this socially engaged project, my podcast, my baby, is important, and how my steadfast approach to craft research and documenting the lives of those who encompass our creative communities is just as important as those documenting the objects and the art. Each Glasgow resident is encouraged to share a portion of their work with Penland's artist community. So here we are. In the coming episodes of the podcast, I'll be sharing interviews with select Penland Winter Residency Distinguished Fellows. And before I share my conversation with the fellows, I felt that it was important to give you all insight as to what the Penland Winter Residency is and what it means to be a Distinguished Fellow. And to do this, I enlisted a few very special voices from the Penland staff. As the idiom goes, I want you to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. My first interview with a Distinguished Fellow will be released this coming Tuesday, April 9th. A huge thank you to Leslie, Nadia, and Mia for trusting me to share your voices and your perspectives. I know it's not always easy to speak into a microphone, and I really appreciate you recording with me this past January. It was a definite highlight of my residency. So, please welcome today's guests, a few of the wonderful humans who work at Penland School of Craft.
My name is Leslie Noel, and I'm the creative director here at Penland, and I am entering my 11th year in this position. I focus on long-term planning and vision for the school and for all of our programs. I work really closely with an amazing staff, and I'm part of a team of directors that really help guide the organization into the future. Penland has a few different residencies, and most of them are long-term. There's the Core Fellowship, which is a 2-year commitment, and the Resident Artist Program, which is a 1-3-year residency. And the winter residency really developed as a third option so that people could come to Penland for a shorter amount of time. And it's a lower stakes way to come and be involved at Penland. We know that living at Penland for 1-3 years is just not a good option for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And we wanted to offer something new and a door that was more open to more people so that they could come here and see what it's like and see what it feels like to be here. There are 3 different ways to be part of winter residency. You can apply and state that you do not need funding in order to attend. You can also apply and say that you would like to be considered for funding, or that you can't attend without funding. And every year we raise money in order to offer as much of that funding as we possibly can. We also, for the past few years, because we've been receiving generous grant and foundation funding, we've been able to recognize 10 to 12 distinguished fellows a year and bring them to the winter residency at no cost, which we think is important. They receive a modest stipend to offset their expenses. Many of them are artists of color. All of them are people whose work and contributions to the field we admire and are excited to follow. I would like to add that each year we invite a couple of HBCU educators who have partnered with Penland to bring their students here throughout the year. And this is just a way to continue and develop those relationships and to say thank you.
My name is Nadia Massoud. I'm the studio operations manager at Penland. I've been in this role for about a year. Previously was the metals coordinator. I'm coming up on 6 years at Penland in total. Have been working with the winter residency for 3 years now. For workshops, it's very focused on the instructor's vision for what they want to teach. And so it's more education oriented. The winter residency is a program where artists can propose individual projects. So it's much more driven by artists' goals for their time here. And that takes a good bit of coordination on our end in order to support those differing projects and proposals in each of our studios at a given time. So there's a big mix of artists that we're supporting through this program. We do have a lot of folks coming from academia who are looking for that pause in the year to really recharge creative practice. We have students, really artists from any stage in their career. And we've been focused also on bringing folks who are new to Penland. So there's a really beautiful mix of folks who really know Penland well through our other programs and folks who are entirely new to Penland. It really is a special time to be at Penland. It's colder out. During this program, we have fewer people on campus, so it's a little bit more of an intimate experience. And our winter residents are coming with their own goals, projects that they're looking to pursue here. And I think there's something really lovely about being able to do that and really commit to that, but also have companionship in that process and have folks who are engaged in a similar way. Being an artist and contending with all of the struggles inherent with that can sometimes be like a little bit of a lonely thing. And I think that's part of the magic of this program is what comes about just from the community that builds here in this window of time at Penland.
My name is Mia Hall, and I'm the executive director at Penland. As the director of Penland, I know I shouldn't play favorites. This is sort of like having a lot of kids, and you should love all of them equally, and I certainly do, but there's something very special about the Penland winter residency. There's a difference in energy here. Coming from a background as a studio artist myself, I know how important it is to be able to be in this kind of repose, to just be able to peel away everyday stresses and just be able to focus deeply on your studio work. And that happens here at Penland. And not only does it happen in the studio, it happens next to really amazing artists. It's really rare that you get to meet 70 artists of this caliber at one time. That's why it's so special to me. I get to see a lot of old friends, but more importantly, a lot of new faces. And that makes it a very, very exciting program. Yeah, it's a very self-designed experience. There's no schedule, there's no curriculum. It is really what each individual artist needs. Some people will sleep till 11 and then work all night. Some people will get up at 5 in the morning, go for a run or a hike, and then go to the studio. So it's very individually and self-designed, which is the strength of a winter residency like this. And then, of course, it certainly helps that we're in a rural area. We're in the Appalachian Mountains. It's surrounded by beautiful nature. So it is a little easier to cut away from whatever's going on in the world and just kind of go sit on the porch and watch nature for a minute and go into that deep mental rest that that so easily happens here at Penland. And that is something that is very effective at fueling the creative spirit, if you want to call it that. We have a number of artists that are here on distinguished fellowships. They are typically a group of artists whose work has really contributed to the field of craft, and it is the kind of work we want to encompass here at Penland. We choose them from, some of them are chosen from their application, some of them are invited, and it is an effort to make Penland a little easier to access. Many of these artists have never been here before, and they're people we want to create deeper bonds with and build relationships with.
It's one of the most exciting times on campus each year, so we look forward to it, we celebrate it. It's a really important program. It has become a really important program to us.
My special series featuring the Distinguished Fellows of the Penland Winter Residency begins this Tuesday, April 9th. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you.